Thank you very much for invitation and giving me opportunity to give a talk here. So I'd like to talk on global generation with the images of network pre-counter systems. So, okay. So the basic question here is to construct some sections on semi-positive vector bundles. Usually it's very difficult to, if you have strict positivity somewhere, then it's easy to construct some sections in terms of binding theorems and so on. But in the case only semi-positive, it's very hard. For example, so the well-known problem in algebraic geometry is abundance conjecture, so it's somewhat K is semi-positive, only semi-positive, in some sense, NEF or curvature semi-positivity, so to construct section is still open, it's hard. And the second thing I'd like to talk about is assume that X has a non-negative quadratic dimension. Then by using the recent result by Baker, Cassini, Heiko, and McCallum, then we have a canonical model, so like this. So also generated cases by Sue also. So then we have some such project variety. Then, but this say even if X is semi-positive quadratic dimension, then X may be like a PM or rational varieties. So it doesn't reflect a canonical ring. So to encode the canonical ring, we need to give some additional structure to recover a canonical ring. So that's what I'd like to talk on. I don't know. So let us fix some terminology. So X and Y are smooth varieties, and F is a surjective project morphism. So such a space with connected fibers, then we call this algebraic fiber space. So in this case, we can define that we can get a bundle that is just K tensorized by F star KY inverse. So this is some kind. So this is a family of canonical bundle over Y with fiber. I'm not accustomed to this. So to talk about motivation, so I'd like to give a brief overview of former results on direct image of pre-counter systems. The most basic theorem is due to Kalamata in 1982. If dimension of the fiber space, the base is one-dimensional, then for every positive integer, the direct image of pre-counter system is semi-positive, in the sense that any quotient of this vector bundle over curve Y has positive degree. So because dimension is one, so we have canonical polarization. So you just take degree in canonical way. So this theorem is used to prove conjecture CM1, which was talked by Professor Campana. So this is a very basic theorem. For example, to prove some quasi-productivity of moduli spaces and so on. So this is a canonical semi-positive sheaf on moduli space because it's so canonical. So his proof depends on the variation of Hodge structure due to Griffith and Schmidt. So in his theorem, but curvature doesn't appear because the reason is that he considers such kind of pincer metric on the relative this vector band. That means it depends on the sigma. That means it lies on tautological Riemann band of polarization of this vector band. So that means it's just pincer metric. So if as soon as rank is greater than or equal to 2 and m is greater than or equal to 2, then this this metric has some positivity, but it lies on not only on y, but it's on the projectization of this vector band. So that's why he can't formulate in terms of usual curvature. So so the main topic here is to overcome this kind of difficulty. So later, Seebeck in 95, he introduced new positivity, so-called weak semi positivity. So roughly speaking, weak semi positivity is if you tensorize some ample Riemann band, so if you have Y, assumed to be projective, and G is some locally free sheaf. And then G is said to be weakly positive for any alpha, given alpha, so there's some data such that symmetric product of G tensorized ample Riemann band H beta is global generative. That means if you raise some positivity epsilon, then some power of this G times epsilon times H has many sections. So this is a kind of weak positivity. That is kind of nefness in Riemann band case. This is a generalization to nefness for vector band. So so he introduced also such kind of inequality for sieve. That means this is, I don't know how to call, how to pronounce this, but F is bigger than D over A times A. F is a sieve and A is our invertible sieve. Then this means that F times, so this, because this is a fraction, so S similar to F times F times A minus B is weakly positive. In this case, we denote such kind of inequality. So the intuitive meaning is F is positivity of F dominates positivity of B over A times A. So this is a kind of measurement of positivity in his terminology. So what he obtained in 95, his motivation is to construct quasi-projective modular space for canonical polarized varieties and also varieties with semi-ample canonical bundles. He proved some very thick book. He wrote some thick book, and he proved quasi-positivity of such modular space, polarized varieties. And his tool is used this sieve. But he only look at determinant. Okay. This is because positivity of vector band is very hard. So, but this is just Riemann band. So this is a good candidate for polarization. So let F, X to Y be algebraic fiber space. That means X is smooth and Y is smooth, and this is surjective and connective fiber. F is projective. Okay. So, in his case, he needs to assume relative conical sheaf is F semi-ample. That means every fiber has semi-ample conical bundle. or the complement of discriminant drugs, so any fibers. Okay. Then he can prove that weak positivity, that means in this sense, so this vector band is semi-positive, but usually so this is just C, but this is weakly positive over complement of discriminant locus. That means if you tensorize some epsilon times ampere line band, then symmetric product has many sections. So this is his theorem. And also, he proved a very important theorem, which he used later to prove some algebraic hyperbolicity of fine modular space. So he proved, what he proved is Everolaster of much chemical, direct imaging much chemical system is bigger than its determinant with some computable computable positive constant. He defined E, but it's complicated. I just skipped. And Rm is the rank. E doesn't depend on M. So it's defined only on in terms of this fiber space. So why this is called weak semi-stability? Semi-stability means curvature is in all directions, it's same eigenvalue. But in this case, there is some fluctuation, but still it's inside some range. So not so eigenvalue is positive, but it's not so small, but not so big. So this is his theorem. But the main I'd like to improve, what I'd like to improve is to remove this semi-ampleness. This is quite strong, and weak positivity to improve this part. So to state the main theorem, we need to introduce some notion so-called analytic dielectric demonstrability, AGD in short. So AGD is very closely related to Gage's talk. He talked on Hamiltonian metric with minimal singularities. But this is a bit broader notion. That means for any, let X be some projective manifold, a complex manifold, compact-complex manifold, think of Hamiltonian metric, that L be a harmonic line band of X. So a singular Hamiltonian metric H of L is said to be like ADD if the following holds. First, curvature is semi-positive current. And the section with multiple sheaf is recovered all the sections. So that means that the why I introduce this notion is to I'd like to study this usually so section is important to study in algebraic geometry, but to use vanishing theorem and so on. So I'd like to stay in semi-positive situation, curvature is semi-positive. So that's why I introduce this notion. So the Hamiltonian metric with minimal singularity is an example of AGD, but AGD is not necessary to be minimal singularity sometimes. So that is the main obstacle to prove abundance conjecture, for example. So let us talk, state main theorem today. So the main theorem here is as follows. So let Fx be X to Y be algebraic fiber space, and let Y naught be a complement of discriminant locus, so smooth locus of F. Then what I can prove is the following. So there is some integer b and m0. That means for any m bigger than m0, m is divisible by b, then this relative conical sheaf, direct image of relative conical bundle, is globally generated over the outside discriminant locus. That means without tensorized ample line bundle, we have many sections. So, and also we have a formulation of Feebeck's weak semi-stability. There exists E, which I will show how to compute this E, the singular Hamiltonian on this line bundle upstairs, not on downstairs, with semi-positive curvature current such that this is an HD for all fibers. Outside discriminant locus. I forgot to. Here. So this is my formulation of Feebeck semi-stability. So this is kind of some improvement of Feebeck's result on the Kawamata's. So it's easy to see that this is a genuine generalization of their theorem.
Is your E related to their E, the same E, or more or less?
It's more explicit. This is a kind of low conical threshold in my case. And but in Feebeck's case, it's some different numbers. But I don't know. I think that at that time, so he's not so familiar with the multiplier sheaf. So if he realized that, then I think it's the same conclusion.
So your E is at least as big as his.
Big, yeah, big, yeah.
What is hypothesis on the very
fiber? This is maybe empty. If it's empty, then its statement holds. Okay.
So, why would we avoid the case?
Assume that for example, so empty is globally generated by definition.
So no hypothesis
on fibers. No, it's not. It's very far from abundance. Yeah. This is some kind of project related to abundance, yes. But not really. So this B is determined by some monotony. It's a Borel theorem, so quasi unipotent. So you have some output to get unipotency. So that's why we need some B. Okay. So the main trouble here is this is only semi-positive. So in some sense, so like weak positivity or quotient is positive degree and so on. So but this is just a bit very weak. So to prove global generation is somewhat hard because we don't use Banach theorem directly. We can't use. The main idea here is to detect new direction of same positivity in terms of Mongeon perforation. So we construct some metric and you have some, the new direction is a Mongeon perforation, but it's not just complex analytic, but leaf is just complex analytic. So then we analyze this kind of foliation, and then it turns out to be closed. Then we detect the new direction in this way. So, and realize this vector bundle as a pullback of strictly positive sheaf on some quadruple scheme. So which I use a generalization canonical model. Canonical model doesn't encode canonical ring, but to put additional structure, then you have recover canonical ring. So this is the main idea. So in this sense, we have no magic, because we use vanishing theorem to prove existence of sections and so on. But we escape to different space. So the main advantage is we can construct sections of this sheaf without tensorized unfoldment. So this is the main advantage in my theorem. So let us define quadratic dimension. I can't use kappa because my DBI doesn't have kappa. So this is the only reason why I quadratic dimension. So this is a kind of growth of magical intersections. So the classical motivation to prove semi-positivity of direct image due to Kawamata is to prove the following conjecture. So which is also mentioned by Professor Campana, which is called integral conjecture. Let F, X to be a Y, the algebraic fiber space, then total space has larger quadratic dimension than sum of quadratic dimension of the base and the fibers. So this is general fiber, quadratic dimension of fiber. We denote such notation. So why this is related to the global dimension of this is that you, if you have many sections of KY tensorized M, then by tensorizing this global section to this section, the sections KY to GM, then we have a section upstairs. That's why this holds. So this is, so by the main theorem, we have Itakata conjecture in general. The Olford version of Itakata conjecture, I forgot to write this, so no account here. But due to Campana, it also holds without any effort. So the method here is to decompose, to take canonical model fibers. So let X be a smooth projective variety. So then, for any smooth projective variety, so then you take M factorial K, linear system, complete linear system, then we have vibration. Maybe if it is empty, then this is just void. If quadratic dimension is non-negative, then we have such vibration with general fiber has quadratic dimension zero. This vibration is called Itaka vibration. This is also considered by Morrison according to Campana. So we also have a KLT version. So KLT version means fiber is just KLT pair. Actually, so in the proof, we need such version in some case, in some time. There are many reasons, but for example, to get semi-stability, weak semi-stability, we need to explore such pairs. Okay. So, KLT version is a little more complicated to just the algebraic space, and you have effective divisor on X such that XD is KLT. So why not denote the complement of the discriminant locus plus the locus, and we set Y0 is on the discriminant locus, and also the fiber is KLT pair. So even if this is KLT, then the fiber, if you cut by fiber, then it's not KLT sometimes. So we avoid such locus. Then AD are some minimum integers such that this is A. AD is KLT. Then there is the same statement, some B and M0, that if B is, M is bigger than M0 and B divided by, M is divisible by B, then this is Cartier and this is global generated over Y0. This is a Cartier version. If D is empty, then it's just form a theorem. So, this is the explicit computation of E in this case. We have some divisor, horizontal divisor on some symmetric product of X. R is the rank of this sheaf. And this is a very ingenious trick of feedback. So we have some divisor. This comes from the determinant is some extra product. It is embedded into tensor product. Then this gives some effective divisor upstairs. This is a trick by feedback. Then we have such delta zero. If D is empty, this is actually so compute E in the previous theorem. So for any epsilon smaller than this, this is a kind of, this is actually a logarithmical threshold. Then we have such kind of weak semi-stability. Okay. So this is a different form, but if D is empty, then it's form. And also there is some Hamiltonian metric on this sheaf. This is just some complication. And and so on. So this is semi-positive, and this is on every fiber. This is AGD of this. Actually, so the construction is to construct AGD on each fiber. Then just assign each fiber on this point. Then it gives automatically total space, a symmetric on total space. This is a construction. So the main analytic tool to prove such theorem is a kind of generalized Kerr isometric. So Kerr isometric exists only when C1 is definite, positive or zero or negative. But in our case, it's not the case because the fiber is even not of general type. General type case, as Gage told, there is conical Kerr isometric. Kerr is a current, actually. So, and, but in my case, no such metric. So we need to modify the definition of Kerr isometric. So this is a so-called canonical measure. So this is also considered by Tian and Song. Song and Tian. Okay. So in their context, they found this measure in terms of rich pro. But in this case, in my case, I found it by some iteration by canonical Bergmann canonical. Okay. So let F be an Ithaca vibration. Fx to divide the Ithaca vibration. That means fiber is kappa zero. Then we have a direct image for very large M. But this doesn't depend on M. This is a Q line band. So this is actually a line band, and if you take W dual, you can kill a torsion, so you have line bundle on Y.
Are
you
taking a covenant with a zero
image? No. This is the eta vibration, so this is rank one.
It's not the zero dual image.
If M is big, this is the eta vibration, this is always non-empty.
No. The direct image of the
this is not empty.
That's the zero direct image. Yeah. So this is that all sections on the fiber.
This is one dimension.
But the zero direct image.
If M is big.
Pre canonical blind bundle the dimension of this section.
So that's why I use M factorial. So highly divisible.
Yeah, even
this is the rank one.
The dimension of section module is very big. Very big. It has determinant, you mean?
No, this is just rank one. Okay. Why?
Because the section is very big.
Never mind. Okay. Okay, this is rank one because this is a quadri- this is eta vibration. So we put the metric, natural metric, so-called Hodge metric. This is the same as Kawamata's metric. But in this case, this is rank one, so this is Hampshire metric.
We said that the vibration is taken so that you take a function and only the one is being
okay. Because the fiber has quadratic dimension zero. So you have no more one, no more than, no, not, it's allowed, not allowed to have two sections, just one section. Okay, it's okay. Okay. Then what I can prove is the following. So, this is also by Pian and Song, and there exists some unique singular Hampshire metric HK on K by plus L. So, instead of KY, we add some Hodge line band. So then, we have some AGD of KY plus L, and HK is realistic on some Dyson subset, and this is Keller form on such Dyson subset, and it satisfies this equation. This is actually unique. So this is, if this is general type, this is just void, so this is just the same metric as canonical Keller Einstein current. So this is the equation. So I found this equation by using this, looking at this formula by Mori and Fujino. So then, so my idea is just to add some term to correct, to recover canonical ring. So we need to add some term. Which coming from Hodge line band. So this is a little bit complicated. But okay. So then, in this case, we define a canonical measure in terms of the curvature of HK. This is omega y. I don't know. Maybe it's dead. Okay. Curvature of omega, this is a canonical Keller current on the base, and tensorized by HL inverse, then pullback is just volume form, which generates some player. This is called canonical measure. Canonical measure is singular, but it's just bounded above on X, and degenerates along some sub-varieties. And this d mu canonical inverse is a HD of K. So this is unique and variational invariant. So instead of constructing metric, I just constructed volume form instead. So the main issue here is the variation of this canonical measure. So we have some projects family such that and just you generalize to KLT pair so that XD is KLT. Then we take direct image shift. So then there exists some singular measure metric HK on KX mod Y plus D. And such that on each fiber, then the curvature is semi-positive on total space, even for horizontal direction. And restricted to each fiber is a canonical measure on this pair. I didn't mention how to define the metric on KLT pair, but this is actually the same. Same strategy we can construct KLT pair on canonical measure on KLT pair. So this is a kind of variational formula. So that means deformation of this measure is pretty subharmonic. So how to prove this? So this is the main issue here. The very naive idea is to use Monjan pair and to prove that to compute variation, but it's quite singular, so it's hard. So my idea is just to take polynomial approximation of this metric. Actually, I found this metric in terms of polynomial approximation. Then later, I found the equation. So this is a kind of discrete heat flow in some sense. And this is the same as Perelman's equation, Rich flow, in some sense, this discrete version. So you have start from any complex variety, it's singular mesh line bundle. We define Bergman kernel in this canonical way. So this is just, so if you put metric, then we have L inner product on K plus L. Then we have such inner product. And then, we have such Bergman metric, Bergman kernel. This is just, I just use diagonal part. So Bergman kernel has such extremal property as it is here, as Professor Mock said. This. So this is a user tool to estimate Bergman kernel. So let us start dynamical construction, the polynomial approximation of the canonical measure. Then first we start from Itaco vibration at Hodge Q line bundle downstairs. This is just line bundle. So A be a sufficient diameter line bundle over Y. So H, A is just any sufficient diameter Hermitian metric. So A is the least positive integer such that AL is Calpi. L is just Q line bundle. It's not genuine, so we need to tensorize some positive A to get sections. Okay, so to get Calpi line bundle. So then we start from this adjoint type line bundle. We have Bergman metric. Because A is enough positive, then this is not empty, so we have we can define non-zero K1. Then after that, we add M KY and L, but L is not, basic idea is to add every time KY plus L, but L is not genuine line bundle, so we add AL in every A step. This is just technicality. This is nothing serious here. But we need to divide two cases. If A divides by N, if A doesn't divide M. So then we have such kinds of sequence of Bergman kernels. Then we get dynamical with such theorem. So if you have if you take such limit, so this is the inverse of Bergman kernel here, KM inverse, then this is by definition this is semi-appointive curvature because this is some square sum of the sections. So then we take such normalization term, n is dimension of y, and we can recover the canonical measure, canonical Keller metric on y. So in particular, we have ky. So H infinity is not only AGD, but it has minimal singularity according to gauge torque, actually. So then we use Benson's pre-Sauerbach variation property of Bergman kernels successively in each step. So HM has semi-positive curvature in horizontal direction in all time. So that means if you have family, then you perform this dynamical system on each fiber. Then we get family of the Bergman kernels. Then we have some singular armature metric on relative canonical shift. Then this is always semi-positive. Then limit is fiber-wise converged to canonical measure inverse. So this is the main thing. So then we have some semi-positivity down here. So now we get the proof of main theorem. So so scheme of the proof is first we look at pre-subharmonic variation canonical measure. Then if you by so this implies that we have some Monge-Appel variation upstairs on total space. So in this direction, but of course it's not constant track maybe, but we have some regularity, seems the regularity down upstairs. Then this is the relative canonical measure. So then so this is a curvature of canonical measure. Then we have semi-positive form, but we have new direction, but this form is singular, so at some point we can't define variation at some point. So then we have another variation downstairs. This comes from determinant line bundle downstairs. Then we compare two variations upstairs, X and Y, in terms of weak semi-stability of feedback. Or my version of semi-stability. Then the leaf operation is coming from metallized canonical models, modular metallized canonical models. I will explain later. So this is the tool to prove closeness of leaves. So then my scheme, because the canonical measure is so canonical, so it descends to some, at least some multiple descends to moduli of canonical, metallized canonical model. Metallized canonical model is we take pair of canonical model and Hodge line bundle. Hodge line bundle with metric. So this is that's why I use terminology metallized canonical model. Actually, metallized canonical, so if you have Hodge metric, then we solve Monge-Appel, then we have canonical Keller metric, which is close to Keller-Einstein. So That's why I use Mr. Nels. So the first thing here is to look at relative electric vibration. So X, this is the original vibration. Then you take pre-conductor system, each fiber, then we have some chemical model here by final generation. But the final generation is not so important here. Actually, so we are dealing with current, so final generation is not so important here. But anyway, so it's useful to get to prove to use final generation here. So then after modification, the G is a morphism, and this is smooth, and this is a line bundle, and so on. We can assume that. So then, because we have dynamical construction, we just trace the CV norm, CK norm of Bergmann metric. We have such kind of regularity theorem. So on some Zariski-Ohm subset, we have a regularity, C omega regularity. The C infinity is easy, but C omega is required to look at the equation. So what is Monge-Abele equation? Monge-Abele foliation. Monge-Abele foliation is initiated by Bedford or Kalka. You have C3 principal harmonic function on some domain in CN. Then we look at the null direction of this semi-Kähler form. So this foliation is may not be complex analytic, but leaf is complex analytic, if you assume that this is constant rank. Okay. So we have two Monge-Abele foliation. First is coming from relative chemical current on the chemical model. Then this defines the Monge-Abele foliation, FZ on generic point. And we have L2 metric of pre-conductor system in terms of this single armature metric. We have another foliation downstairs. So if you take determinant of this metric, we have Monge-Abele foliation downstairs on Y. So the key point of the proof is to compare two foliations. So because I have the log technology in PDF and so on, so I just write the picture here. So if you have a foliation upstairs on total space, and this is Y, F is Y. On Y, we have another foliation coming from L2 metric on determinant. So we need to relate to this foliation. So if you push forward this leaf, then it's exactly the leaf of downstairs. And this is a key observation. Why this is a key observation, I will explain later. The weak semi-stability is proven in like this. This is actually the feedback idea. I borrowed from physics idea. So if you assume that fiber has co-dimension non-negative, then R is rank of direct in H, and we take R times 10 fiber product over Y, then the FR is a natural morphism. Then we have such canonical isomorphism. Then determinant of this determinant is inside has inclusion to this C chief. So that means we have such kind of inclusion. Then we have canonical section of MK XR over Y minus this line band. So this is the section here. This is a divisor. We have effective divisor here. So this is a feedback divisor. So then we have such kind of log canonical threshold. Then, because this is, so if you take multiply epsilon, so the epsilon is smaller than delta zero, we have local KLT pair upstairs on XR, which is XR with epsilon times gamma. Then apply the procedure. Beforehand, we have a canonical measure of KLT pair of X delta, epsilon delta. Then this gives a metric on each fiber, which is called HM epsilon here. Then this is also semi-positive in horizontal direction by dynamical construction. So that's why we have such positive metric down here. So the weak stability implies that the population, we have such. So if you pull back this curvature form and the restrictive leaf, then this is identically zero. Because by definition, so HM epsilon is more singular than ADD of omega z y. This is more singular than this. So comparing a numerical dimension of two positive current, semi-positive current, then we conclude that this should be zero. This is a key point. Otherwise, this has more positivity. Okay. So then the same, so the converse is coming from here. So if this is M is, we need to take M to be very large, but anyway. So we have same positivity downstairs of total curvature of the vector bundle. But if trace is zero, that means any eigenvalue is zero. That means determinant is also. So if determinant is zero, then determinant line band is flat. Then trace is zero. That means it's all flat. Then we can trivialize this metallized canonical pair, a canonical model along this deep in terms of parallel transportation. So this means that we have exactly the equality here. Okay. So now we construct metallized canonical models, moduli of metallized canonical models. What is the metallized canonical model? So we have KLT pair with the log canonical quadratic dimension is semi-positive. Then we have a log canonical ring here. It's known to be finitely generated. Okay. So then we have a Hodge line bundle, which is analogous to the usual Hodge line bundle. And then we have Hodge metric just by using natural LT in a product. Not LT, but L 1 over M factorial in a product. And then we have canonical Keller current on the canonical model. So this gives such kind of canonical metric on L. Oh, sorry, this is L, sorry. So this pair is called metallized conical model. So I just put the metric on Cauchy diamond boundary because it's so conical, but if you solve more than pair, then we recover the metric on Y. In this case, in this sense, this is just a usual polarization, polarized pair, but with metric. The metric is quite important. Without HL, this modulus is not separated, but if we put metric, then this is a separated modulus. First it looks weird because we have some real things here. HL is just metric. So just symphysic metric, not symphysic, but even singular, some singular locus. But the problem here is to restrict such pair is quite important. The metric is that actually Hodge metric is a very natural one. So actually, HL is coming from period map of Griffith after taking some final cover. So that's why we take natural, we take natural, if you take conical model on each fiber of eta fiber, on each fiber of X, F to X to Y, then we have modulo by natural equivalence. That means if you have two conical models, isomorphic, we have biohomomorphic, and it's covered by the some line band, isomorphism line band with metric structure, which preserves the metric structure after taking some power. Of course, that because L is not just Q line band, so we have such kinds of modular space. So it's not difficult to see M is a separated, separate complex space. But it's already quasi-projective because some multiple of determinant descend to polarization of M. So this multiple coming from the Borel's impotency theorem for Mondoroni, quasi-impotency theorem of Mondoroni. So if you take some multiple, then it descends to the metric positive line band downstairs. What it means it's over each curve, and then this line band has positive intersection. But so we need to develop some Nakai Morishizon theory for quasi projective case, but with metric. But if you have a metric, then it's not so difficult. So then we have quasi projective modular space. So we have a classifying map of to the modular space. Here Y node is outside the discriminant locus. We have a classifying map of the P, large P. Then so some tensor product descend to a vector band on M. But this has positive curvature on M. So by using net induction, we have global generation because of global generation. Okay, this is the end of proof. Then there are many applications of this theorem. Not only for global generation. Global generation implies CMM, and also Seebeck's proof can be simplified. Seebeck's proof is proved polarized minimal algebraic varieties with semi-empty conical bundle has a quasi-positive moduli. But this is automatic because we have conical polarization here. This is actually isomorphic to the metallized conical model in terms of Torelli theorem for Calabiau case. And also in the Monday, so Steve talked about algebraic hyperbolicity of fine moduli space, so base of family essentially. So this is also related to weak semi-stability, but this is also their proof, feedback duo and others can be simplified without assumption of minimality assumption, because we have already have semi-stability without assuming that F, K is semi-ample, okay? That the K is semi-ample. So this is the end of proof. This is the end of proof. Sorry. I have over time. Sorry.